This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In this verse of the Quran of Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 24, Allah is saying, "Qul in kana abaakum," whether it be for fathers. And you know the Quran respects the parent the highest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 23 and 24, "We have ordained for you that you worship but one Allah and that you be kind to your parents." So after Allah comes the parents. "That you be kind to your parents, and if one of them or both of them reach old age, do not say a word of contempt." Don't say off to them. That means one or both of your parents reach old age, whatever they say, you cannot retaliate. You can't even say off to them. So much you have to respect them. Don't say off to them, but rather address them with honor. Lower to them your wing of humility and pray to thy Lord that bless them as they cherish me in childhood. According to the verse of the Quran, respecting the parents is of utmost importance. After worshipping Allah, come respecting your parents. Allah says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 135, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu," O you believe, "stand out for justice as witness to the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be against yourself, against your parents, against your relative, rich or poor." When it comes for standing for justice in supporting Allah, you have to stand out for justice even if it against yourself, against your parents, mother or father, against your relatives, whether it be your son, whether it be your brothers, whether it be your spouses, whether it's rich or poor. Allah protects all. So here Allah is telling us that you love your parents, yes, but when it comes to justice, even if it goes against yourself, against your parents, against your relatives, you have to stand out for justice, that's through to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is repeating the same thing, "Qul in kana abaakum wa abnaakum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum." Say whether it be for your fathers, or for your sons, or for your brothers, or for your spouses, wives and husbands, or for your relatives. And Allah continues, "Wa amwalun iktaraftumuha," and the wealth that they have amassed. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 261, that the parable of those who spend their way in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the parable of those who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a grain of corn. And that corn becomes 7 years, each year bearing 100 corns. That means that one grain becomes 700 grains. Allah says, if you spend in the way of Allah, Allah will give you 700 times profit. In business terminology, 70,000% profit. If you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah promises you 70,000% profit, 700 times profit. And Allah continues, Allah will give you much more. That means minimum profit Allah has guaranteed you, if you spend in the way of Allah, is 70,000%, 700 times profit. Allah continues, "Wa amwalun iktaraftumuha wa tijaratun takshawna kasada wa masakin tarzawnaha," the wealth you have amassed, the business in which you deal, the house in which you live. What are your considerations? Why are you afraid to do dawah? Why are you afraid to go for jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you worried about your wealth, the business in which you deal? Okay, if I do dawah with a non-Muslim, maybe I will lose my business. Maybe I'll have less customers. The wealth you have amassed, the business in which you deal, the house in which you live, are you afraid that if you do dawah, strive and struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be striving physically, whether it be striving for dawah, whether it be striving to explain the Quran, are you afraid of your fathers, of your sons, of your brothers, of your spouses, wives and husbands, of your relatives, the wealth you have amassed, the business in which you deal, the house in which you live? And Allah continues, "Ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasooli wa jihadin fi sabili." If you love all these 8 things more than Allah, more than His Rasul, and doing jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, fatarabbasu, wait. When Allah says wait, what does he mean? He's giving you a warning. For example, in the school, there is a bully who bullies a junior student. And the junior student tells that big bully who is a senior student, wait till I get my elder brother. And his elder brother happens to be a big gangster. So when the junior student is telling the senior student, wait, he's actually giving him a warning, you buzz off. You get out, otherwise you'll be taught a lesson. When the junior student tells the senior student, wait, he's telling him, wait till I teach you a lesson, that means you better run off. So when Allah says, fatarabbasu, Allah is telling us Muslims, you better improve. Fatarabbasu, hatta ya'ti Allah bi amri, until Allah brings about a decision unto you. Wait, otherwise Allah will bring upon destruction unto you. Wallahu la yahdul qawmal fasiqin, and Allah guides not the fasiq people, the perverted transgressors, the rebellious people. So Allah is giving a warning in verse number 24, Surah Tawbah, to all the Muslims that you should love Allah and His Messenger and doing jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else.